Relieved to hear the last of Mr. Paul Temple. Ever since this confounded business started, people have been bombarding us with letters. Send for Paul Temple. Send for Paul Temple. Well, what is it, Sergeant?
Your map, sir. You remember you asked me to bring
it in. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Well, put it on the desk.
Very good, sir.
Well, now, gentlemen, you see this map. It's a map covering the exact area in which, so far, the criminals have confined their activities. You'll see the towns which have already been affected. Gloucester, Leicester, Derby, and Birmingham. The map starts at Nottingham and comes as far south as Gloucester, covering, in fact, the entire Midlands. Gentlemen, somewhere in that area are the headquarters of the greatest criminal organization in Europe. That organization must be smashed.
So what did you say?
I said, my dear madam, the story may be hackneyed, the psychology may be warped, the characters may be unpleasant, but by Timothy, the spelling's terrific.
Well, I enjoyed your last book, Mr. Temple, even though I didn't guess who committed the murder.
When did you first start taking an interest in criminology? I mean, an active interest.
About 2 years ago, I assisted the police in the investigation of a crime known as the Tenworthy Affair. I had certain set theories about the matter which I was able to put into practice. Fortunately or unfortunately, whichever way one looks at it, they proved successful.
Tenworthy. Now, let me see, wasn't that something to do
with... It was a murder case, Doctor. A man called Tenworthy murdered his wife by gently pushing her over Leighton Cliffs in Cornwall.
How horrible.
Yes, it wasn't very pleasant. Naturally, I received a great deal of publicity over the affair, and the police, I regret to say, were made to look rather foolish.
But you must have taken an interest in the case from the very beginning. I mean, you just didn't sort of trot along and make a lot of Charlie Chan observations.
Don't be silly, Diana. Mr. Temple is far too modest. I remember reading about the Tenworthy affair. As a matter of fact, they arrested a young fellow called Roberts, who had nothing whatever to do with the case, if I remember rightly.
Yes, Len Roberts. By Timothy, that boy had a near shave.
Well, no wonder all the newspapers are saying, send for Paul Temple.
The newspapers, like your uncle, are inclined to exaggerate my ability, Miss Thornley. I'm afraid they see in me what is technically described as good copy.
I know the sort of thing. Popular novelist solves murder mystery. Popular novelist defies Scotland Yard.
Yes.
I've been reading a great deal about these robberies. They really are remarkable, you know. 4 robberies in 6 months, and all within the same area. I'm not one for grumbling, but I really do think it's about time the police started to show some results. Now look at that business in Birmingham, only this week. According to the papers, nothing's happened about it. The police haven't even got a single clue.
Yes, the night watchman was murdered, too.
Murdered? Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently he was chloroformed and didn't recover from it. I have a sort of feeling that was an accident.
Yes. Perhaps you're right. We shall soon start thinking we've settled down in the wrong country, Diana.
Why, Timothy, yes.
It really is. I had a drive over to Windrush. It was simply glorious.
Mr. Temple?
Yes?
What do you really think about these robberies? Do you think it's the work of an organized sort of gang, or do you think...
Oh, come, Diana. Don't start troubling Mr. Temple with a lot of newspaper nonsense.
No, seriously. I should really like to know what you think about it all.
Well, Miss Thornley, if I were Scotland Yard...
Yes?
If I were Scotland Yard...
Yes?
I should send for Paul Temple. Yes, Price?
Chief Inspector Harvey of Scotland Yard would like to see you, sir.
Chief Inspector Harvey. All right, Price, show him in.
Hello, old boy. Nice to see you again.
Hello, Harvey. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Believe it or not, I'm actually giving crime a rest for a couple of weeks. Just happened to be in this part of the world, and I thought I'd drop in on you.
Splendid, by Jove, splendid. Harvey, this is a neighbor of mine, Dr. Milton, and his niece, Miss Thornley, Chief Inspector Harvey.
How do you do, Miss Thornley? How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do, Inspector? So glad to hear that this isn't a professional visit.
Well, don't you think we'd better be making tracks for home, Uncle?
Oh, please.
No, really, Mr. Temple, Diana's right. I never like to be later than 10:30 if I can possibly help it. And it'll take us at least a quarter of an hour.
Very well, Doctor, but don't let the inspector frighten you away.
It does look rather like a guilty conscience, doesn't it?
I'm afraid it does.
Good night, Inspector. Glad to have met you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Doctor.
Shan't be a second, Harvey. Help yourself to the drink. Well, Harvey, how are all the bright little boys at Scotland Yard?
Not very bright, I'm afraid. I say, who did you say that fellow was?
Which fellow? Oh, Dr. Milton. He's a retired medico. He bought Ashdown House about 6 months ago. You probably remember the place. Used to belong to Lord Snaresden.
Thought I'd seen him before somewhere.
You've probably seen his photograph. He's only been in this country since last September. He was a specialist in Sydney, I believe, or somewhere like that. Cigar?
Thank you.
Well, what brings Chief Inspector Harvey to Bramley Lodge? You don't expect me to swallow that holiday story you handed out?
Did sound rather thin, didn't it? Well, I don't suppose you need three guesses to know why I'm here.
No, I don't, Harvey.
I don't mind telling you, things are in pretty serious condition at the Yard. During the last 6 months, nearly £50,000 worth of diamonds have been spirited away from under our very noses. And you can take it from me, Temple, this is only the beginning. There's going to be bigger stuff than this, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Go on.
We're up against something we've never even experienced before in this country. A cleverly planned, well-directed criminal organization. I know it sounds fantastic. I know just what you're thinking. But it's the truth, Templin. You can take it from me, it's the truth.
Have you made any attempts to trace any of the stuff?
Good heavens, old boy, yes. There isn't a fence in the country we haven't swooped down.
And you haven't found anything?
Not a damn thing.
You must be getting the stuff out of the country by some means or other.
Yes, but how? Not through the usual channels, that we do know.
Who's on this case? Anyone else besides yourself?
Yes, Dale. A fellow called Merritt. I think you've met him. He's a local.
Yes, I know Inspector Merritt, all right. Does Sir Graham know that you've come to see me?
Well, as a matter of fact, old man, no. I thought that with you being in the actual district, we might sort of
have an unofficial chat about the matter, is that it?
Yes. I'm sorry, Temple, but you know what Sir Graham feels like about outsiders.
Yes, I know, Harvey. Tell me, Harvey, did you see the night watchman on the Birmingham job, the fellow who died?
Yes, his name was Rogers. He was an ex-con.
Did he say anything before he...
Only saw him for a few seconds. The doctor wouldn't let me stay any longer. Whilst I was there, he said very quietly, the green finger.